This is Amin Parker, and this is my rant about Microsoft. There's three video game console manufacturers in the video game industry. There's Nintendo, there's Sony, and then there's Microsoft. The only American brand is Microsoft. Sony is kind of in the middle. They were born a Japanese brand, but they transitioned into an American brand. But that's why I said they are in the middle, because they're both. And Nintendo is a pure Japanese company through and through. Now, since Microsoft is the only pure American company through and through, you would think Americans would support the Xbox brand. You know, you would think they would support Xbox over the other two. But they don't. You know, most Americans, if you really think about it, they support Sony and Nintendo way more. The proof is usually in the units sold each month. Okay, so each month there's a chart that comes out showing which console sold the most, showing which games is selling the most, and usually Xbox is on the bottom. I don't know what the problem is with Microsoft. They got more money than both Nintendo and Sony. There are some studies that say Microsoft has more money than Nintendo and Sony combined. Now, I'm not checking their pocketbooks, but this is like what I hear, okay, about Microsoft. That they are one of the richest companies in the world by far. Yet, they can't even win one generation within the console wars. They can't win one, y'all. This is ridiculous. Nowadays in my life, when I make rant videos, when I go on rants, it don't really sound like I'm ranting anymore, because I'm not yelling and screaming. I'm not throwing a fit. I'm not pissed off to the point where you can hear the disdain in my voice. So we're not going to hear that in this rant. You know, I am older now, and I'm much more calm. So we're not going to necessarily hear me using bad words, foul language. But don't think that I'm not angry. You know, I guess you can call this disappointment. The richest company, the only American brand in the battle, and they always lose. Now, the rumor is Microsoft, the Xbox division, they're going to start putting their first-party games on all consoles. Now, granted, they've already been putting their games on the Nintendo Switch. And I'll say this to the Sony fans, too. Sony has already been putting games on the Nintendo Switch. I know that blows your minds. But the thing with Sony is, they don't put the games on the Switch under the PlayStation logo or the Sony logo. It's usually under their logo called Unties. And there's another logo as well that they use. I don't feel like going online to search it at the moment. I'll leave that to you guys out there who will want to prove me wrong. You'll be disappointed by what you find. So Sony is already putting their lesser known games within the Sony family on the Nintendo Switch. Now, we could say both Sony And Microsoft is doing that because they don't really view Nintendo as their competition. And you know what, guys? I would say, okay, that's cool. Now, keep in mind, this is not a rant about Sony right now. You know, I, just being honest, y'all who's listening, I don't like Sony or PlayStation, so I'm not a fan, but I'm not attacking them in this recording. This is about Microsoft. If Microsoft puts their games on PlayStation, that is going to signify to the whole entire industry that Microsoft threw down the towel and given up. Even if Microsoft don't drop their home consoles and they continue making systems, people are already going to view this as a huge loss to Microsoft. Why? It's because in the minds of the West, not the East, but the Western world, in the minds of the Western world, the battle is between the PlayStation and the Xbox, not Nintendo. Why the Western people think this way, I don't know. But it is what it is. But since that's the case, then if Microsoft put their games on PlayStation, it means Microsoft quit. They gave up. They lost. They threw down a towel. It means that Sony won. Okay? That's what it means. Now, if Sony put their games on Xbox, it's the same thing. It means that Sony threw down the towel. They gave up. They lost. And it will be a huge L to the PlayStation fans. But Sony's not doing that. But if they do it, y'all, that's what it means too. Like I said, for whatever reason, in the Western people's minds, Nintendo is not in this competition. Even though the Switch has completely and totally outsold the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series consoles, it has already completely outsold the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One console. But like I said, here in the Western world, not in the Eastern world, but in the Western world, Nintendo's not a part of the battle for some reason in people's minds. So it don't matter if Nintendo is selling the most units or if they're selling the less units. People is focusing purely on what's going on between the battle of Microsoft and Sony. And if Microsoft put their games on the PlayStation, it means that Microsoft threw down the towel. Now, when will we find out this information? There's supposed to be an Xbox show coming up really, really soon. And when I say really, really soon, I'm talking at least within the next 2 months. It is supposed to be at that show that we will receive confirmation. There are some first party Microsoft games. High Rush is one of them. The rumor is these games, that game and other games, okay, is supposed to be making their grand appearance on the competition. If it happens, we all know what it means. It means Microsoft lost. It will be ridiculous for them to continue making home consoles in the future, to continue making first party games, but your first party games is popping up on your competition consoles. That would make no sense, and it would mean owning an Xbox is pointless. I could also see Xbox console sales dropping like a rock after this announcement that should be coming up soon. I don't know exactly when, but I'm going to just say within 2 months. It could be next week for all I know. like I said, this is a rant. I had high hopes for Microsoft in the video game industry when they first came in. I was hoping that they would at least win a generation. At least one. The playing field needs to be leveled, y'all. I know this is a long recording, but I'll say this too. As a Nintendo fan, which y'all should know that's what I am, and I know that there's people that I know, you know, family members, you know, even friends who are PlayStation fans, okay? For both groups, Nintendo fans and PlayStation fans, if Microsoft is no longer a part of the battle in the future, this industry is going to get very boring. I already lived through a time where it was only Nintendo and Sony going head to head without Microsoft. Okay? That generation was Nintendo 64 versus PlayStation 1. For me personally, I wasn't happy with that generation. Now, granted, Nintendo lost that generation. So, of course, I wasn't happy. But I feel like it really wasn't that much competition. Even though Sony did beat Nintendo, I could admit that. I did want more competitors, though. Because it wasn't a fun generation for me. And I don't know, maybe it's because Nintendo lost that generation. But I didn't see the real true fun in that generation. Even before that generation, right? When it was just Nintendo and Sega going head to head. Now, maybe I'm biased. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. I am biased. I want to be truthful. I am biased towards Nintendo. So I was very happy during those generations when it was Nintendo versus Sega, because Nintendo was winning those generations. We had all the third-party games. But I'll be honest, it really wasn't a competition either, because it was just two people fighting it out. I know it would have been better if there was at least Apple sticking it out with Nintendo and Sega back then. Because Apple was making console. Well, they made one console back then. And yes, we all know they lost. But we need at least 4 or maybe 5 console manufacturers. Each one needs to be very serious with the industry. They need to be willing to stick it out. All 5 companies need to have strong first-party franchises where the third parties will be willing to support all the brands evenly. Then prices of these games will go down because there will be a lot of competition. Games will not be over $70. Games will be about $30 because there will be like 5 console manufacturers. Competition will be through the roof. Prices will be very low. And we will be having a lot of fun. But when you just have one company, when you just have 2 companies making systems, trust me, y'all, it'll be a very boring ride. Very boring. And you all will see that I was telling the truth. If Microsoft basically gives up and start putting games on all systems, mark my words, the industry will be so boring. It will suck so bad that, yeah, it'll be pretty much the end of gaming. This voice recording is going to stay up. I'm not going to delete it. We will all come back to this voice note someday in the future. And I guarantee you, my words will be vindicated. Trust and believe. I've been living since the first generation of gaming, back when Nintendo and Atari was going head to head. Yep. I lived through it all. I seen it all. The industry is boring when it's just two companies going head to head. You need more competition. That's what the industry needs. More companies. I don't care if it's Samsung making a console. I don't care who it is. Samsung, Apple, Toyota, who cares? We need more companies. But that's all I got for this rant about Microsoft. I'm not happy about it. I don't even want to use cuss words right now. This is Amin Parker, and I'm out.